Al writes in this week, out here in central Washington, we hear a lot about hybrid apples and hybrid hops. I'm wondering if there's also hybrid grapevines being grown and how a hybrid grape would impact the flavor and overall quality. I don't know, so I wanted to ask Bob.
Absolutely, Al. There are hybrid grape varieties, both from nature and from man-made, okay? And typically, there's a reason that we would do it as humans, make these hybrids, but naturally they have occurred for thousands of years, that Sauvignon Blanc and Cabernet Franc probably hybridized, cross-fertilized, and created Cabernet Sauvignon.
But I'm going to guess that some of this hybrid process, some of this process actually happens on purpose, because I remember on a recent trip to Hawaii, a place that's not necessarily known for wine grapes, they are growing grapes, and it was because they were able to do some fun things with the vines.
Hybridization occurs most today for those things that we produce. They are man-made. There is a purposeful reason why we would fertilize across two species of varieties. A perfect example, one that's sort of classic within the literature, is the cross between Riesling and a variety called Sylvaner. And they made a grape called Müller-Thurgau. Okay, Riesling is endowed with such beautiful aromatics, such beautiful structure, but it's a little bit stingy. Sylvaner, which likes the same areas to grow in as Riesling, is more prolific, albeit it's a little bit shyer, less generous in its character. So they said, why don't we cross the two of them together? And what they did is produced Müller-Thurgau, which has a little more aroma than Sylvaner, but not as much as Riesling, but it is a better producer than Riesling. So for marginal areas where you can't get the money you want for growing Riesling, and you want more than you can get for growing Sylvaner, Müller-Thurgau is a great cross.
So the hybrids then are done for both flavor purposes, but also for any restrictions you may have growing in your particular area of the planet, right?
How do they perform in the vineyard? Do you have a sandy soil, a salty soil, you're near the coast or something? There are certain varieties, certain rootstocks too, that can be hybridized to give you better performance in the vineyard.
Is that something that we would necessarily find on a label, or that's something that involves a little bit of homework to figure out?
You'd have to do your homework to know that Müller-Thurgau, as an example, is a hybrid of Sylvaner and Riesling.